Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in this week's AgriBeef Minute, we're going to talk about the latest effort to try to get some help to U.S. ranchers as they continue to be hit hard by the coronavirus. That's because a group of U.S. senators have sent a bipartisan letter to Senate leadership calling upon Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer to include the New Markets for State-Inspected Meat and Poultry Act in the next relief package. The bill would allow meat and poultry products inspected by FSIS-approved state meat and poultry inspection programs to be sold across state lines. As it stands now, products inspected by state MPI programs are already sold for public consumption. However, they're still restricted for sale within that state of inspection. Dr. Dustin Otikovin, state veterinarian and executive secretary of the South Dakota Animal Industry Board, says that recent supply chain disruptions related to COVID-19 only demonstrate the important contribution of small state-inspected establishments to the security of our nation's food supply, as well as to the ongoing continuity of business to our nation's livestock producers in these very challenging times. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.